Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though...
Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. During Small Business Week. My annual pilgrimage. I'm here with the U.S. Chamber celebrating the Small Business Summit, by the way, which is today and tomorrow, and I'll be here both days broadcasting. Having a great visit with our good friend Ed Abel. Skillpreneur.com is the website, right, Ed?
That is. Skillpreneur.
All right, so check it out. Skillpreneur.com. It's a word two words he put together there. Ed, we're talking about the business acquisition cycle. Our system you and I've been talking about, sort of alloying your ideas and my ideas, which are very, very similar. And the main thing, as you said in the very beginning, was don't stop the race when you could have taken one more step and won the race. And because yeah. With a customer, we never know where the finish line is because they get to decide when they're going to buy. But one of the greatest tools that I was taught, and I still use it, and I fear it's not used enough in the marketplace today, Ed, is a proposal. I fear that too many salespeople don't know how to create and deliver a real professional proposal. And I'm going to tell you something, Ed. If you say that this 100 industries don't need a proposal to do the business, I'll show you 99 who can get more business with a proposal. What do you think?
Well, not only that, I think a proposal is great because it outlines ultimately what the person's going to be getting.
Right.
And, you know, we often say, you know, people hear one thing, they read another. And sometimes, you know, your discussion with the client or the potential client was one thing, but when they see it in writing and they start to see the value that comes on that paper, like, you're going to get this, it will do this, you're going to learn this, so on and so forth, all those benefits, it starts to really allow them to wrap their head around the value of it and why they should ultimately make the decision. The other thing that...
The main thing, though, is if you've done it right, it plays back to them what they told you,
absolutely.
And the proposal is customized for them, and it basically crystallizes everything that they've told you about how they're motivated. But here's one other thing not that you wouldn't try to close the sale, but if you give them a proposal, if you go to the trouble to give them a professionally done and delivered proposal, and you don't get the business just because they're not ready to buy today, when you leave that behind, you are a major step ahead of probably 9 out of 10 of your competitors.
Without a doubt. I think there's a few hidden nuggets that you just put out there. So the first is this whole idea about a proposal. Please don't have just standardized templated proposals, or make sure that you at least personalize the opening of it. Because, again, your whole goal behind all of this is to create a relationship with the potential
right.
client. So make sure you personalize it. The second is one of the things that I often feel is needed is you have to give people choice. And I often say in your proposal, you want to do your best. It can't always be done, but you should do your best to have 3 options. And within 3 options, it should be spelled out why in this option you get all of this, and this one you get all this, and this one you get all this. But here's the key behind those 3 options. I usually like to put the most expensive first because, again, sticker shock. Oh, my God. Wow, that's a lot.
But it's also
expensive.
Probably the one with the most value.
Most value, totally. The second one is the least expensive. Least value. So then they go, oh, boy, this is cheap. Oh, but it doesn't have all this. And the last one is usually the one that the average client would be getting, the middle.
That's the Goldilocks option, right?
Exactly. And make sure you use bullets. People don't read paragraphs. They read bullets.
That's exactly right. Well said.
And so each line item should be bulleted, and each bullet should represent one specific idea or benefit or action that you're going to get or take. Don't bunch it all together. And the other is, I feel a proposal should not have the fine print. No fine print in a proposal. A proposal is basically setting forth the working agreement.
Right.
The contract or the agreement gets the fine print.
Well said.
Because you're going to lose your client.
I've got to wrap it up. Folks, bottom line, if you want to get more business, if you want to improve your customer acquisition process that we've been talking about with Ed, deliver more proposals. It works. Ed, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
I'll catch you real soon.
Ed Abel, ladies and gentlemen, skillpreneur.com is his website. He'll be back with some more good stuff another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.